Yeah, absolutely. So where are we today?
Well,
We're
we left.
staring at each other, kind of with a blank look on our
I'm
faces, like,
waiting for you to tell me what you want to do. I'm trying to be spontaneous like you.
oh, okay. All
We're
right, I
both
need.
opposite, in case you guys don't know that. I
We,
like to plan, he likes to be spontaneous.
yeah. She
Oh.
says, let's plan it out. I say, let's go.
Yeah, and then I have
So,
to figure it out.
while we're
I
going,
know, it's so
that's the fun of
hard.
it, though. Okay.
That's, yeah, for you it is, but I rely on the
Right.
Holy Spirit, so he takes the dread out of it and makes it fun
There you go.
afterwards.
There you go.
Okay, enough about us. So we left off with the donkeys. What about all those donkeys that we were talking?
That
We had
was a
fun with the donkeys.
funny title for that last one. It's
Yeah.
probably we had more fun than anybody listening.
It was private humor, but
Yeah.
it's like, oh my
And
gosh, why does it keep mentioning the donkeys
yeah, I'm thinking
out of
about
all?
doing a sermon now about the donkeys of the Bible, anyway.
So the last time we were together, Joseph set them up again. You think, how many times is he going to test them? And we know that he was doing this to test their sincerity, have their
Yeah.
guilt come up to the surface, but also he was wanting to separate Joe, his younger brother, with a chance of maybe he could have some alone time with him. So he
Yeah.
planted
And
a
I,
silver mug in Benjamin's bag.
yes, he did. So they could capture him and bring him back. But I'm thinking he wants relationship with his brothers and with his dad. He wants that restored.
Yeah, and I think what's neat about it is, if it were me, I would just rush in there and blah, 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 blah. But he obviously waits on God, because we don't believe that he's up to anything mean.
Oh.
But he, I'm sure, went to bed at night and said, okay, is this the right time to reveal myself to them? Let's, and it wasn't for his benefit just to find out how true they were now. I think it was for their benefit that God wanted to bring all these things up to the surface so they could really repent, because they've buried it down for 20 something years, 22 years now, and really get free of it, and also begin to rebuild relationships. So I think that Joseph was waiting on God's timing each time something happened. He didn't just, hold back because of his own personal reasons.
And might I say that God is very good at bringing up things that he wants to work on.
Right.
So, if you're wondering what it is God wants to work on in your life, say it's your marriage, well, what was the last thing that came up between you that there was friction?
Right.
That's not just so that there be friction, it's so that God can bring these things out into the light and heal you. When was the last time you got upset or mad or what's the recurring thing? Hey, be excited because God has allowed that thing to come to the surface so that he can heal you of it.
Right, if you take it to him
Right.
and you let him sort through your emotions and what happened, and give it some time to thought. I mean, I love to go to him and say, Father, what's your perspective on this? Show me, because I don't want to go through it again. I want to grow and move past things. I don't want to have things hit me over and over, the same things.
You
So
know, I like to say that you, believer, you will pass all the tests that God gives you.
guess he'll make you take them over again till you
Because you'll
pass.
take them over and over until you get them right.
He's
Because
not.
he loves you.
It's different than when we went to school. He actually wants you to learn it. Okay, so he finds that the silver goblet is in Benjamin.
And it looks like, from external, it looks like Benjamin stole Joseph's goblet when they had that feast.
Yeah, and their hearts must have panicked that it was their younger
Oh, I could
brother.
see the color just draining out of their faces. You know, it's like, oh no, not again. How could this happen?
So this the Joseph's servant took them all back to his house, and it said that Joseph was still there. And so then he brought him into this home, and they're saying, how could we have done this to you? We would never have done this to you. And then he's saying, well, you all can go. Just keep Benjamin with me, and then you can go to your father, and I'm going to keep him for surety. So now we're in Genesis 44:18, and this is a heart-rending plea.
Wrenching. Yeah.
Can't be rendering.
I don't think so. But we get the idea.
Well, I liked that word.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, you're better at words than I am. Heart-wrenching plea to Joseph from Judah. And from we know Judah. That Judah had made a commitment to his dad when they left. I will bring back Benjamin.
That's right.
So he says to Joseph, he came up near and close to Joseph, and he said, "Oh, my Lord, please let your servant speak a word in my Lord's hearing." So he's going up and having a private conversation with him. And that took a lot of nerve to him even to approach him like that.
Yeah. And he's being very respectful here. Well, I suppose you could say he better, but.
And then he says, "And do not let your anger burn against your servant, for you are even like Pharaoh. My Lord asked his servant, saying, 'Have you a father and a brother?'" So he's basically telling Joseph, "You're the one that kept asking us all these questions about our family. And we told you the whole story. And you told us to bring him down. And we did. We brought our lad down. But our father was afraid that if we didn't bring him back, he would die." So verse 24, "So it was when we went up to our father that we told him the words of the Lord, and your father said, 'Go back and buy us some food.' But we said, 'We can't go down there if our youngest brother's not with us. Then we will go down, for we may not see the man's face unless our youngest brother's with us.' Then your servant father said to me, 'You know my wife,'" now this must have been Joseph, "'you know my wife bore me two sons, and the one went out for me, and I said, surely he's torn to pieces, and I've not seen him since. But if you take this one also from me, and calamity befalls him, you shall bring down my father with sorrow to the grave.'" Okay, 30. I'm going to have to do it fast. "Now, therefore, when I come to your servant, my father, and the lad's not with us, since his life is bound up in the lad, it will happen when he sees the lad's not with us that he will die." And so he's telling this to Joseph, and he says in plea in 33, "Therefore, please let your servant," which he's talking about himself, "remain instead of the lad as a slave to my Lord, and then let the lad go home with his brothers." So this is really genuine repentance on his part.
Yes.
Because I think of the verse, "No greater love has a man than to lay his life down for his brother." And he's willing to lay his life down, give up his own family, and be able to save, you know, his father's life and his brother, and send everybody home. And he is volunteering to go to prison and be his slave in its place. So
Joseph must be very pleased with this.
I think this is going to crack Joseph. I think this is really going to be what he was looking for. I think God's going to say, so we'll have to find out.
We will. We're giving you a cliffhanger today. What will Joseph do with Benjamin
and Judah?
And Judah, will he take Judah and send Benjamin home? Will he keep Benjamin and send Judah back? Only time will tell. Father, we just love you because you love us. We just thank you for taking care of us and watching over us. And I ask you, bless my brothers and sisters. Encourage their hearts today to stay tuned into you. We love you again, Lord, because you first loved us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Everyone says,
amen.
Amen. God bless you. See you.